This is the lying down yoga meditation for the mindfulness-based stress reduction program at the Center for Mindfulness at UMass Memorial Health. I am your guide, Chinni Wally.
Take a moment to become present into what is here, right now. What's here for your body? Noticing your thoughts and returning with intention to the body and the breath over and over again throughout this practice. As you notice your thoughts, return gently and kindly without judgment to the body and the breath, connecting to this present moment through those anchors. Draw a deep breath and make your way onto the floor. On the floor or a yoga mat. Lying flat on your back, make any adjustments that you need to become comfortable here. Moving your body in any slight way that will make this feel more right for you. And at any time, as I guide you through this practice, if something does not feel right for you, adjust it or discontinue. Noticing your breath, noticing as it moves your body, and using your breath to release any tension that you might be holding around the eyes, around the face, in the shoulders, in the legs, feet, hands, neck. And then slowly begin to bring your attention to your hands and begin lifting the hands from the floor upwards. Moving ever so slightly. Noticing how the body feels as you begin to make this movement. And as you move through upwards towards the ceiling, bring the arms behind you and lowering them towards the ground. And come to whatever extension and fullness of this movement that's right for you. Noticing the body as a whole, as it extended from your hands to your fingertips, from your soles of your feet to the toes, and everything in between. And then begin lengthening the right side of the body, extending the fingertips behind you and the heel in front of you. noticing the whole side of your body. Breathing, lengthening. And on your next exhalation, return to its regular position. Noticing the body left to right. Maybe there's a sensation of being longer on one side now. And then lengthening the left side of the body, with the fingertips reaching towards the wall behind you, the heel towards the wall in front of you. Noticing any sensations that may come up or may not. And then returning that side to its normal position. Then opening the arms up to either side. With the arms open up to the side, bring the feet onto the ground so that the heels are up towards the buttocks. And then let the knees move towards the floor on the right-hand side, and let the head move towards the floor on the left-hand side. Making any adjustments in the shoulders you feel necessary. And then lifting the knees back up and letting the knees come down on the left-hand side as the head turns towards the right. Then bringing the knees up again and letting the back flatten out against the floor. Again, making any adjustments that feel necessary for the body. Then lifting the knees so that the knees are facing the ceiling and the legs are extended out at right angles. Bringing the arms underneath the back of the legs, behind the thighs, and then pulling the knees and the thighs into the chest. Noticing your breathing. Noticing the movement of your belly as you breathe in and out. Then allowing the right leg, releasing the hand and allowing the right leg to come down to the ground, holding the left leg with both hands. Extend the right leg out straight and continue to pull the left leg in towards the chest. And then reversing the stretch by bringing the right leg up, shifting the hands to behind the right leg, letting the left leg come down towards the ground, and then straightening the left leg out in front of you, pulling the right knee and leg in towards the chest. Then lifting both knees again, and one last time, bringing both knees in towards the chest. And then allowing the feet to drop down towards the ground, roll on to one side. Once you're on one side, using your hands to lift off of the ground and come into the table position. This is a position where you're on your hands and your knees. The arms and the hands are coming right underneath the shoulders. The knees and the upper legs are underneath the hips. The arms are open to about the shoulder width, and the legs are open to about the hip width. We'll move through the cat-cow flow by allowing the tailbone and the head to come down towards the ground while the round of the back moves up towards the ceiling. Inhale, bring the tailbone and the crown of the head upwards towards the ceiling. And let the round of the stomach and the back go down towards the ground. Exhaling, allowing the tailbone and the head to come down. Inhaling, bringing the head and the tailbone upwards and the belly down towards the ground. And moving through this motion with awareness at your own pace, noticing each of the vertebrae in your spine as it moves independent of the others. Inhaling on the expansion, exhaling on the contraction. Noticing the vertebrae moving from the tip of the tailbone all the way through to the base of the head. Tuning into your body. Any sensations that this movement brings up. And on the next inhalation, find stillness in the table position with the flat back. Letting the head extend straight out from the spine. Lengthening
the spine between the tailbone and the head by bringing the head forward and the tailbone back. Noticing your body, noticing the connection to the floor. Noticing the points of strength and noticing the points that may not be strong. Then lifting the right leg up and back behind you. Noticing any sensation that comes up by holding the leg up in the air. And then lifting the left arm up. Noticing the shift in the muscles of the body. Extending the heel back towards the wall behind you and the fingertips out towards the wall in front of you. Then lowering down the leg, lowering down the arm, coming back into the table position. Let the body shift backwards as the buttocks comes down towards the heels and the arms extend out in front of you in the child pose. Breathing, noticing the movement of the stomach. Sensing the internal organs in the abdomen area as you breathe into the belly. And coming back into the table position, lifting the left leg behind you and the right arm in front of you. And then lowering the left leg and lowering the right arm. And once again, rocking the buttocks back towards the heels, extending the arms out in front of you, coming into the child pose. Noticing the body as a whole as you rest in this position. Noticing how these movements have affected the body. Then coming back into the table position and making your way onto your back in whatever way is comfortable for you to do so. With your back flat, bring your feet up towards the buttocks, with your knees up towards the ceiling and the palms of your hands flat on the floor. Walking the feet in as close to the buttocks as feels right for you, and then begin lifting the hips and the spine upwards towards the ceiling. And as you lift, you're coming
all the way up to the shoulders so that the weight of the body is somewhat resting on the shoulders and the shoulder blades. Then ever so slowly, begin lifting the arms upwards. And as you lift the arms, pay attention to the sensation underneath the shoulders and how the movement adjusts the muscles and the tissues. Bringing the arms back behind you to whatever extension of this posture is right for you. Breathing and noticing the body. Moving in and out of the posture whenever it's right for you, or continuing to hold. And then beginning to lift the arms upwards. And as you lift the arms upwards, begin to lower the back so that it becomes one motion. And then as you lower the arms down, lowering the back down. Ever so slowly, moving ever so slightly, and then just resting for a moment. And then we'll move into the posture again, this time moving the arms and lifting the buttocks towards the ceiling, the hips up towards the ceiling in unison, lifting the hips and the arms. Sweeping the arms behind you. And then bringing the arms back down as the back lowers to the ground. And we'll move through this motion three more times. Breathing in and lifting up. Exhaling and coming down. Moving slowly at a pace that is right for you and for your body. And if you notice that the mind has begun to wander, notice where it has wandered to. With curiosity, patience, and kindness. And then just come back to the practice. Bringing the arms are now on the floor, extending the legs out in front of you. And then slowly lifting the arms back behind you one more time. stretching right, stretching to the left, stretching the right arm and the right heel away from one another, and then stretching the left arm and the left heel away from one another, and moving through this right to left, breathing, noticing how the body moves with a continuous motion, and then bringing that to stillness, bringing the arms back down to the floor, and bringing the feet back up towards the buttocks. Roll over to one side, using your arms to come up onto your side. On your side, extend the legs out and using the arm that's towards the ground to either hold your head or rest your forearm on the ground as one hand is in front of you for balance. Lifting the leg that's not on the ground into the air. Holding that leg up and noticing the muscles that are being used. Noticing how the body feels that's resting on the ground. Notice any changes in your breathing. And then slowly lowering that leg to meet the leg that's on the ground. And pausing here. Taking in the body and how it feels from the movement. And taking a deep breath in and lifting the leg upwards one more time. Slowly bringing that back down. And then rolling on to the opposite side. Bringing the hand to the head with the arm on the ground or the forearm onto the ground. And both legs extended out, resting on the mat or on the floor. And then lifting that upper leg upwards. And then slowly lowering that leg down to the other. And noticing how the whole body feels from this movement.
taking in the sensations of the body, following the breath. And then lifting that leg upwards again. To whatever extension is right for you. Honoring your body. Trusting your body's wisdom to know how to move and when to move and not. And then lowering that leg back down, pausing here, letting the sensations of the body wash over you. Notice your breathing. Has it changed? Is it the same? And then rolling on to the stomach.
Extend the arms out in front of you and the feet behind you. And then draw the arms back so that the hands come underneath the shoulders and the elbows come into the side, just resting the chin on the floor. Then take a deep breath in and lift the upper body, gazing forward with the chest up in the air in the cobra, a snake position. Using the hands as a point of balance. Breathing. Noticing the movement in the lower body as you breathe in and out. And then lowering the body down, bringing the right ear to the mat, and letting the arms come back and rest behind you. Noticing any sensations that may occur, tingling, warmth, your breathing. And then again, bringing the hands underneath the shoulders, the elbows in towards the sides, bringing the chin onto the floor. And then lifting the upper chest and the head, gazing forward, pulling the elbows in close to the side, and breathing. One more deep breath in, and then begin lowering back down to the mat. This time bringing the left ear to the floor, letting the hands drop behind you. Aware of your breathing. Maybe noticing your heartbeat. And then begin to bring your hands in underneath your shoulders again and use your hands to push up the upper body and rocking the buttocks back towards the heels, extending the arms out in front of you into the child pose. Noticing the breath.
And then making your way from the child pose to laying flat on your back into the resting pose. Letting the arms come down by your side on the floor with the palms up towards the ceiling. Letting your feet just relax out to the sides. And bring your awareness and full attention to your breathing. Notice the breath as it enters the nose, traveling into the upper chest, the middle chest, and into the bottom of your lungs. Noticing the exhalation from the bottom of the lungs, through the middle chest, upper chest, and exhaling through the mouth or nose. And be aware of your body as a whole. Feeling your body from the inside out. And then feeling your body from the outside in. Returning again to the breath. And then concluding this meditation with a long, deep breath in, filling the lungs to capacity and holding the breath for a second or two, and releasing the breath slowly, as we end.